We're studying the book of Exodus from the Hebrew text, been reading it from the Amplified Bible. In the last class I did, I want to apologize. There's nothing I can do about what happened. But I was poisoned with propane in September. This is December, last day of December. I had ophthalmic migraines from the oxygen deprivation. In our last class, I could not see hardly anything at all. My wife's face, as I was looking at her, half of her face was not there. I didn't know what was going on, but I need your prayers in this. I went to the doctor the other day. I've been kind of out of balance and things since the poisoning. And I found out that the oxygen deprivation, I had lost 90% of hearing out of my left ear. And I only have 30% or 20% in my right ear now. So I'm almost deaf. I was very functional before. But this is quite a disability. So I want to apologize because I was really struggling because I couldn't hardly read what I was trying to read. It was like when I was poisoned with arsenic 9 years ago. I had to get somebody to read for me. Well, I struggled through it the best I could with the Lord's help. I did not want to quit. I wanted to do that message. And I want to do this message for you tonight. Please pray for my health to recover, if at all possible. I don't know what we're going to do. I have to get hearing aids, but those are extremely expensive, and all of our money goes to the websites and what bills we have to pay. So that's going to be difficult. We're in the 27th chapter of the book of Exodus now. And we're going to start with verse number 9. I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible, and then we'll go back and look at it from the Hebrew. And I am so thankful after going through the last torment that I can get up here and see and read the best I can, even with spectacles, because I cannot read anymore because of the arsenic poisoning. I could always read up close. Now I have to have amplification for my eyesight. Getting old is rough, but when you are brought into these maladies without age relation, is bad. We're talking about the tabernacle, and everything in that tabernacle relates to Jesus Christ. We studied about the furniture of the tabernacle. We studied about the tents, the coverings over it. And now we're going to talk about the fence around it. There's a fence around it, or a courtyard. Well, there's a fence around the courtyard. Put it that way. Now, the fence is pure white. As you look down here, the fence is white. White linen, pure white linen. Except for in the front, it is embroidery. And there's pillars all the way around. It's going to talk about that. But when you look at that tabernacle, you see the white. That's the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died for our sins, but was raised for our justification. Our righteousness is in Him. That fence, as you see it, when you walk inside of that, the first thing you see is a brazen altar. That's the altar of sacrifice. Jesus Christ died for us. The second thing you see there is a laver. And the laver is where the priests went in and washed their hands and feet. They were one time, the beginning, they were dipped, completely immersed in the laver, completely immersed. And then from then on, they washed their hands and face and feet when they would go into that area because of holy ground. Now, in a secondary way, the tabernacle is a type of the church in the church age. And the church in the church age, first of all, before we get into the family of God, in the family of God, we walk through that gate up there, and the first thing we see is an altar of sacrifice. We are only in the family of God. The family of God and the church are two different separate entities. The family of God and the church are two separate entities. So many people relate the family of God to the church, but that is not. The church is when we're in covenant relationship with the Lord in a New Testament church. As you come into the tabernacle area, go through the gate, and we'll talk about all these pillars and everything later. But you are saved by grace by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Second, before you can go into the tabernacle, the holy place is a type of the church. Christ primarily, but a type of the church secondarily. You go in there, and you see on the right side, you have to go through baptism first. And then you go into the area. Right over here, you see the table of showbread, the Lord's Supper. Over here, you see the Holy Spirit, the light of God, as Jesus Christ indwells each and every one of our real churches today. Catholicism is not part of that. Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormonism, these are not part of that, okay? Not even in the family of God. On the left side, you see the lights. Jesus is the light of the world, but Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, dwells in each church and enlightens us. In the front, we have an altar of incense. When you get really serious in prayer, we pray at home, but when we come together as a church, that is real serious prayer. That is covenanted prayer with each other. Each and every church member should love the other, even with all of our impurities and all of our shortcomings. That is the type of the church itself. And through the church, we reach, our prayers reach unto the Holy of Holies, heaven itself. So that's just a little bit about this. Now let's go back and read this in the Amplified Bible. And hopefully I can see the whole verse tonight instead of guessing at everything I have to say. Trying to remember it. And you shall make the court of the tabernacle. On the south side of the court shall the hangings of fine twine linen, 100 cubits long for one side. Now a cubit is a foot and a half. So how long is this tabernacle? 150 feet long. It's not a giant thing. It's 150 feet long. Okay. And the pillars shall be 20, and their sockets 20 of bronze. But the hooks of the pillars and the joining shall be of silver. Now, there's pillars. Okay, we have pillars. These are bronze. These are pillars shall be 20, and their sockets 20 of bronze. So each down underneath each one of these is a bronze pillar. Okay, a bronze pillar. And likewise, the north side of the hangings, 100 cubits long, and there are 20 pillars, and there are 20 sockets of bronze, but the hooks of the pillars of their joining shall be of silver. Now, bronze is judgment, and we have wood as humanity, and silver as redemption. Silver is the number of redemption, and of course, gold is divine, divinity. Everything inside of that tabernacle there was wood covered with gold, remember? For the breadth of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits. All right, how long is 50 cubits? 75 feet. So it's 150 by 75 feet. And there shall be hangings of 50 cubits with 10 pillars and 10 sockets. All right. We're half as many here, don't we? Ten pillars and 10 sockets. Verse number 13, and the breadth of the court to the front, the east side, shall be 50 cubits. Again, 75 feet. The hangings for one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits. And with three pillars and three sockets. Okay, now it's dividing this. And on the other side, the hangings shall be 15 cubits. How long is 15 cubits? Divided by half is 7.5. So what is it? 22.5 cubits, basically. And the three pillars with three sockets, and the gate of the court shall be a hanging for a screen, 20 cubits long, of blue, purple, scarlet stuff. Blue. Blue means what?
Heavenly.
Jesus Christ's origin was heaven, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. His origin was heaven. That's where he came from. Purple. Purple is that he is a king of Israel. He's a king of glory. He's our Lord and Master. And of scarlet stuff, scarlet means what?
Blood.
And that means his blood, his divine blood that was shed for us. And fine twine linen, embroidery. It shall have four pillars and four sockets for them. Four pillars and four sockets. All the pillars around about the court shall be joined together with silver rods. Silver stands for what?
Redemption.
Redemption. And their hooks shall be of silver, and their sockets of bronze. We're all held together by one thing. We stand on the judgment of God was on Jesus Christ. All of these pillars standing on bronze, the judgment of God, and all of these pillars are held together by silver rods, redemption. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits. That's 150 feet. The breadth, 50. That's 75 feet. And the height, 5 cubits. Okay, 5. So that would be 7.5 feet. With the hangings of fine twine linen and sockets of bronze. Verse number 19, now our last verse. And all the tabernacle's utensils and instruments used in all of its service and all of its pegs and all the pegs for the court shall be of bronze. Bronze, judgment. Judgment, bronze. Now let's go back to the Hebrew Bible. And let's look at some of the beautiful words in Hebrew here. I have referred to that the last class several times, but I'm going to tell you what, that was a traumatic experience. That's like I had a stroke in that class that I did, what was it, 20 years ago or not, 18 years ago or something. That wasn't fun either. So it's going to take me a little while to get over it. Here we start 22 or 27 and verse 9 through 19. We asitha et hatzar ha-mishkan lifat negev tamana gila'im Li Shatzer, Shesh, Ma Shizar, Meash, Meal that is, Biyama, Orek, Let Pia, Ha E Chat. The first word here, we asitha, is a verb. And you shall have made. That second person, masculine, singular, tal, wow, consecutive, perfect. In other words, it's in perfect tense, wow, consecutive, perfect, and it means you shall have made. Et is the sign of the direct object there. You can't translate anything except there's an arrow pointing that way. Like I said, go there. Hatzer. And the hatzer is a court or an enclosure. That court or that enclosure there. And ha-mishkan, and that means of the dwelling place, of the tabernacle, of the dwelling place. And that dwelling place, you look that up in page 1015. The ha in the front of that is the definite article, of course, page 206 through 8. And then lifat, for a corner of the south country. Or a corner of the south country or a side. That Negev, that means south. The Negev means south. That Lamet in front of that, that's a little preposition there. Mm-hmm. Page 515. The word corner side is 802, and the south country is 616. And then Tamana. Tamana, that's south. Then Negev country, south country. And then it says Gileim, Gileim. And that Gileim means curtain or hangings, page 881. And then we have another little word here, lachatzer. And the lament in front of that is a preposition again. And here it's in the dative case, as before, and it's for the court, for the enclosure. And then shesh. Shesh is bises, which means linen. Girls, you ought to know that, linen. Linen is a very valuable commodity, a cloth, isn't it? Maryland had linen almost 100 years old, or more than 100 years old, that she was working with here a while back, from Ireland, I believe. And then Meshizar, and that is a participle, and it means being twisted. Look it up on page 105, Brown, Driver, and Briggs, and it means twisted, and it is masculine singular hophail participle. And also page 1456. And then we have the word Miah. Miah means 100. Miah, 100. And a Bi'amah by a cubit. That Amah there. And the Beth on the front of that is the preposition. And it means in cubits. 100 in cubits. Like 100 in feet or 100 in inches. This is 100 in cubits, which is 150 feet. Orek. Orek means length. Li pa a. The word length there means to stretch out, too, by the way. And then lop-pia, the word pia there, it means sides or corner. And the preposition in front of it there, that lamet, that's preposition for, again, in the dative case. To, for, by. And then we have ha-ishath, the one. Ha is the definite article. Ahad, but ahir is aheth, saying that it is feminine too. Verse number 27. We are medu. Esrim. We ad nihem. Esrim. Nechatheth. Wawi. Ha'a mudan. Ha'a mudim, that is. And then we chash shu gi hem, kasef. And his pillars, and the pillars of him, and that's genitive case, case of possession, and the pillars of him 20. Ethrim, that means 20. And their sockets, their bases. The word base there, look at that on page 10. And their sockets, a conjunction on front of that with. Ethrim, 20 again, page 797. Nechasheth, made of bronze, in other words, brass. And that word there, bronze, by the way, or brass, or bronze, it is a Chaldee word. And that word means serpent, really. It means serpent. And when Moses put that bronze serpent on that pole, for those that have been bit by the fiery serpents, that's the word right there, Nasheth. Nahash. Nasheth. A fiery serpent. Page 639 in Brown, Driver, Briggs, page 545 in Davidson. And it's in the third declension, too, by the way. And then it says, and nails. Nails, hooks. Hooks, the pillars. And hooks and the pillars, the ha-amadim, and then we cha-shu kehem, and their bands, their fillets and their bands, their rings, of silver money, is what it literally said, of silver. Silver means what? Bronze means judgment. Silver means redemption. All of our judgment was upon Jesus Christ. But in him is redemption, and in him alone. 27 verse 11, and it's a long verse, so this is 11a. Wichem, Lafath, Safon, Ba-Orek, Gilaim, Mia-Orek, Wi-Amda, Wi-Amdu, that is, Esruim, We Adnehem,
Esrim, Nechoshet, Wawi, Ha Amudim, Wacha Shu Kehim, Kaseh. And thus, here we have we on the front of that, that's a conjunction, and then Cain there, it means in this manner, or so, or in this matter, or exactly like this. Exactly like this. And then we have Lathoth, and that word Lameth on the front of that, that Lameth, that is a preposition, and it's in the dative case again. For aside, and then we have the word north, Ta'asfron, north. In stretched out or in linked, Ba'orek. That faith in front of it there is a preposition that means in that. That's in the locative case, by the way. Gilaim, hangings. Mi'ah, 100. Mi'ah is 100. And then orek, length, or to stretch out. And we amdu, and its pillars. Ethrim, 20. We adneham. And conjunction on the front of that, and their sockets being made firm, masculine plural, third person masculine, plural masculine. Their foundations being made firm, and then 20, Esrim, Nechasheth, of bronze. Remember that word bronze means what? Come from Nahash, it means serpent. And then Wawi, nails or hooks. And that's on page 255, by the way. And nails. Ha'amudim, the pillars. And their bands. The word band means to enclose. Like a ring encloses on your finger. Marilyn, you got a ring on your finger. Sharon, you got rings on your finger. Many of you out there probably have rings on your fingers. That ring encloses. And their bands are rings of silver. Kaseth is silver and also means money. We are Rachav. Hahatzer, Lifath, Yam, Gilaim, Hamishim, Ama, Amudihim, Asara, We Adnehem, Asara, and with. We on the front of that is a conjunction, with, page 931, by the way, the numbers I'm giving to you here, as I give these to you, they're very important because you can look them up in the analytical and the Greek lexicons. Or not Greek, but Hebrew lexicons. Sometimes they even give you the Greek equivalent. But sometimes you cannot find this any other way. I chase the roots, and I put these down. It took me many, many hours to do this. And we're with, we Rokhtav, Hahatzer, and the court, the enclosure. Ha, definite article, and then the enclosure, page 347. And then, unto the corner, the preposition, lamet on the front of that, page 515, and the word corner, that's where things meet, that's 802. And now we're going to put it on the seaside. Seaside. West of Jerusalem is sea. The Mediterranean Sea. Seaside. Everything here is coordinated from Jerusalem. Alright? North, south, east, and west. So this is the seaside. Gilaim. And this word here is a hard word to find the root of, and it's page 660 in Davidson's analytical lexicon. Curtain hangings. It means to sling, to hold up. And then a hamishim. That means 50. 50 amah cubits. 50 is how much? 50 times a foot and a half. A cubit is 18 inches, so it's a foot and a half. So now we have 75 feet. And then amudihim, and their pillars. And pillars there, and their pillars are the pillars of them, and that's genitive plural. Asara, 10. We adnihem, and their sockets. Again, we have a conjunction on the front of it, and now we have their foundations. This word means to make firm. And their sockets are foundations to make firm, and it's plural. And it is in the genitive case, the case of possession again. Asara, 10. 10, you can look at that on page 797. Number 13 now. We ra chav ha chatzer lafat gadim. Yedima Mizracha Chamishim Ama. And the conjunction on the front of that one. Page 253, and then width again. Page 931. And then Ha Chatzer. Ha is the definite article, and then we have Chatzer underneath there, which means the enclosure. Page 347. Lefath, for a corner. Preposition on the front of that. And a corner means where something meets. Okay? 802 for the corner. Preposition on the front of that. Lamet. Gidimah. And Gidimah means the rising of the sun. East. Gidimah means sun. East. Okay? And that's page 870. And then Mizracha. Mizracha, eastward again, the place of the sunrise. Chamishim, 50 amah cubits. I'm trying to introduce you to the Hebrew language too, without trying to make it too overly boring. You're learning Hebrew, but you're learning about this tabernacle. And when you learn Hebrew from the Bible, that's the best way to learn it. To get those grammars out, all those grammars that I have up there, and just study the grammar is a slow death. We chamesh esre ama galaim, verse number 14, lakatef amudihim shilosha we ad nihim shilosha. And we on the front of that. And then what's that? Chamesh. That means fine. Fine. Very high quality. Fine tin. Tin esra cubits ama gelaim. That means hangings or curtains. Page 660, Davidson. Now you're not going to find this in other lexicons. Davidson was tremendous, and Gesenius is also another great lexicographer. La ka tef. La, a lamet on the front of that, is a preposition. Katef, but you have a double cough there in the front of there. Cough, a double one, because it's got that doggish in the middle of it. That means to double it. And then they got the A sound underneath it there, that little T-looking thing. To the side, amudikem. And that means their pillars, the pillars of them. Pillars there is in the genitive case. Pillars belonging to them. 765. And a shilosha, that's 3. 1026 in the lexicon. Wiad nehem. And their sockets. And their foundations. We on the front of that conjunction again. And their foundation, that means is in the what case? The genitive case. Anytime it says there, it's in the genitive case, case of possession. And Shilosha, 3. Verse number 15 now. Wila Katef, Ha Shishenit, Shamesh, Asere, Gilaim, Amudihem, Shilosha, Viad Nehem, Shilosha. And here we have a conjunction, we have a preposition. And then we have the word kata there. We lock a double K there because of the cough there with a double, with a the doubler and that doggish in the middle of it. And conjunction, preposition for sides. This is in the dative case. Okay, and then for sides. Then for side. Hashanith. Hashanith means, it comes from the word division. It means from one to two. Okay? It actually multiplies, but it divides. Division to divide. Here we have the definite article in the beginning there, the ha. And then to divide is on page 1034. And then shamash means five. Five and ten. Five and ten. Shamash, five and ten. And then we have the word gileim, and that means hangings, curtains. Page 660 Davidson and page 887 Brown Driver Briggs. Then amudihem. Amudihem is their pillars. Are the pillars of them in the genitive case. And shilosha, three. Viadnehem, and their sockets, genitive plural again. And their sockets and their foundations. The word foundations there is on page 10. Three, Shilosha. Number 16. Yuli Sha'ar Ha Chatzer Masak Esrim Ama Tikaleth We are Ga Man, we tho laoth, shani, we shush, hazizar, hashizar, maase, rokam, amudihem, arba'a. We adnehem, and then arba'a. It's a long verse. Vulishar. That means and, the conjunction, for, preposition, and then sha'ar, that means gate, and for a door, a gate. Page 253, the conjunction. Page 515, the preposition, and then the door is 1045. And then ha'chatzar, and the court, the enclosure. Masak. Masak means a covering. Or a screen of 10, esrim, 10 cubits. 10 cubits is how many feet? 15 feet. Tikaleth is violet here, violet. Violet, 1067. Violet and purple. Violet and we ga man, that's purple thread. And a scarlet. That word scarlet there, that shani, that means a dried worm. The Cossacus ilicis, that dried worm. And wishash, that is, and linen, byssus or linen again. And then twined or twisted, mashizar. And then from work, we have ma asa. Now we have ma, that's a preposition, that's from, and that's is in the oblative case. That means from a deed work or a business pursuit. And then, in other words, from absolutely finely trained workers. Rokim, rokim. And that's variegated or embroidered. And that says that, and their pillars and their foundations, four. Arba. Four, and their sockets, four. Foundations, four, and sockets, four. Okay. Verse number 17 now. I know this Hebrew is a little more, not as exciting as the Bible, but to me it is. I'm telling you these things and you can understand and see the Hebrew language. And the Hebrew language is of which in this language was written. And this is the inspired Bible right here. Call. Call means all. Page 481. Amude, Hatshatzer, Saviv, Mishu, Shah, Shagim, Kasef, We, or Wawihem, Kasef, We Adnehem, and they Michosef, Nichosef. And all the pillars, Amude, of the court of the enclosure, round about, surrounding, that Saviv means to surround, Machu Shigam, that means, and they shall be fastened, masculine plural, puel participle, and they shall be fastened, redemption, silver. You can put silver down there as money and also as redemption. Redemption, and then nails of them, and here we go again, the genitive plural, the nails of them, the conjunction on the front of it, kasef, silver, redemption, or money. We adnehem, and the sockets, or foundations of them, and here we go, genitive plural again, of bronze, nahash. Remember, serpent. This comes from serpent, and it means bronze. Verse number 18 now. Orek, Hatshatzer, Miah, Bi'amah, Virochav, Hamishim, Bi'chamishim, Wigomah, Chamesh, Amaot, Shesh, Ma, Shizar, Wi'adnehem, Nechosheth. Orek means the length of it, that means to stretch out, of the court, of the enclosure. 100 miah, in cubic. Based on the front of that, that's a preposition, means in cubic, and this is in the locative. In cubic. A cubit is what? 18 feet. 18 inches, that is. We rochav, and width, the 50. 50 by 50. And height. The word height there means to rise up. To rise up. It means stature. Height. Page 657, Davidson, and you will couldn't find it without me, I can tell you that much. None of the cross-references or anything tell you this. This is Jim Phillips only. I looked it up. It takes time to do this, a lot of time. Twined. The height, 5, shamish, cubits, shesh, linen, mashizar, twined, twisted, and their sockets, that is, and their conjunction, and their sockets, that's genitive plural. The sockets of them, bronze, serpents. There is a significant little sign on a doctor's office many times. It has a pole with a serpent on it. And that means healing. A serpent usually deals you death or a great injury. But this serpent that stood for Jesus Christ is our healing. That serpent stands for Jesus on the pole on the cross of Calvary. Verse number 19, the last one in this message. Likal, Kele, Hamishkan, Bikol, Avado, Wikal, Yethidotha, Wikal, Yilth, Yithdoth, Hachatzer, Nichasheth. Likal, that's a preposition on front of that, lamet, and then call is all, that's an adjective. Preposition, page 515, the adjective is 481. And then we have the word kele. Kele is vessels or utensils, it's tools. And then of the tabernacle of the dwelling place, Ha Mishkan, Bikal, in all. Look at the preposition, Beth, on the front of that, page 88, and then all again, call. That is page 481. Avodato, and its service, its work, its labor. That one comes avod in there. That's the word avod. That means the labor to work. That means employment. And all, again, conjunction, and then all, a little adjective there. And then its pins, its hooks, page 255. Its hooks, again, that's in genitive case, and all, conjunction, and then all, that adjective, and yil, or yith doth. It means nails or pins or hooks, page 255. And then ha-chatzer is the court, the enclosure, with a definite article on from it. And now cheseth, not cheseth is what? The serpent, again, bronze, brass, judgment. That serpent was at judgment. Serpent spelled death, but death also, the serpent put on the pole. Jesus Christ died for our sins. He died for our sins. When we look up to that serpent on the pole, when you see it in the doctor's office or wherever you see it, that's Jesus on that cross right there. That's what it's all about. Our Father, we pray that you use this message for your honor and glory. Help me to feed your sheep wherever they are in the world, to feed those out there that study the Hebrew language, and to those that just love you and study your word. Father, thank you that I made it through here all right tonight.